David, can you shed any light on how Tom injured his hand in practice yesterday?
You know, I'm not a doctor or anything like that. I'm just focused on what I got to do to get ready this week. You know, I don't really remember.
I was just wondering what happened. I mean, not a doctor, but
I was doing my job, and you know, I don't know what really happened with that.
How did he look today? Playing? Did he look like he was in pain or anything? Or did he look okay? Or how did he look to you?
I mean, I'm not out here judging, how he looks. I got a pretty tall task ahead of me. Trying to block this Jacksonville front. So, like I said, that's really what I'm worried about. Ask him how he felt.
Did you throw any footballs today or participate in any plays?
Like I said, I'm just worried about what I'm doing. You can ask him how it went.
David, what are your thoughts on the Jacksonville front D-line?
Jacksonville's got a great D-line. Not just D-line. They're good at every position. Linebacker. And then obviously in the DBs. Those guys up front, they've been making a lot of plays this year. And, they have a great scheme and, really exploits, their strengths.
Campbell's a guy who lines up with Dan, but on contact situations, things on the side, which means you're probably going to see him. So what are your thoughts on him in particular?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's done it for a long time, And, he's got, great ability, athletic ability. He's a big man. He's 6'7", 300 pounds, so... He's got great length, and like I said, he's been doing it a long time. He really knows how to play the game.
For you, what is sort of the defining characteristic of Josh McDaniels, if someone asks you?
I think he's a great football coach. I've been fortunate to, be under him and just seeing, things that he does is a lot of times over my head. But, from what I can really pick up on, he's a great football coach, and it's been a pleasure, getting to work with him.
Does you say over your head? Does the way he thinks and the way he sort of coaches and calls plays, does it kind of bring you guys up a little bit and force you to kind of learn a little more?
Yeah, and it's just I'm not out here drawing routes and putting things together like that. So, like I said, he does a great job, and just seeing how he operates and I just try to learn from that and pick it up as much as I can.
The first part of the season, some teams ran the ball very effectively against Jacksonville. And then, statistically at least, they completely turned it around the second half of the year. What have you seen?
Yeah, they're a great defense. And, they're big up front, and they've got great speed up front. And then at the linebacker position, they've got, great speed with those guys, flying around and, instinctiveness and things like that. So, it's always a challenge. And, it's obviously going to be a challenge this week. The best defense we've played all year, and they caused a lot of people problems.
What do you think Darius has meant?
Yeah, he's another veteran type guy. Guy's played a lot of football, and he's definitely good in there. That's why he's there. He's he's good at run blocking. stopping the run. He's going to be a challenge for that, and he's a guy that they can throw in there and take up a lot of space.
David, in the center quarterback exchange, if the quarterback is wearing a glove when he receives the ball, is there any difference from your part of that mechanism?
Not from my, my job is to get him the ball, and I'm going to do that no matter what the circumstances are. I can't tell the difference. I think it's the same for him. I wear gloves sometimes. Sometimes I don't. So, I think that's really just on each other.
Did you snap it to him at all today?
I snap it to all the quarterbacks. So. It's ever back there, I'm going to snap it to it.
Yeah, can you expound on how difficult it is with Campbell and his life to try to get leverage with Allen?
Yeah, he's, like I said, he's got, great length. He's, and that can be a challenge, in run blocking and pass blocking, Pass blocking, he's got great extension, and the same thing in run blocking, though, too. And he can get his hands up, deflect a lot of balls in the past game, stop his rush. So, it's going to be a challenge. And, like I said, they've got all those guys up front that can do all things very well. He's definitely been, doing a lot this year for him in his 10th year.
David, how confident are you that Tom's going to play on Sunday? Any worries about that at all?
Like I said, I'm I know he's getting ready, and I'm going to get ready and do my job. And, that's what I'm focused on, my job and what I got to do, I know he'll do his.
There's on another subject, I guess there's a scuttlebutt down in Jacksonville is that the Patriots have a secret weapon, and it might be Danny Amendola. The Patriots have a secret weapon?
Secret? I don't know. I mean, I think secret weapons are kind of don't really matter. I think our secret weapon is just going in, working hard, and showing up each day, and the work we put in, and the rest falls into place.
Dave, is this the fastest front you guys will see this year, and how do they use their speed to their advantage?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely a fast front. I think, it's all relative in a sense. I think they do a great job of getting off the ball. You can see when they're teed up, ready to go on a passing down, they're getting great jumps off the ball, especially these guys on the edge. They're doing a good job. And then you got Malik and Calais inside, in some situations. So they're doing a great job, and they cause a lot of havoc. It's definitely going to be a challenge for us.
If a lot of what took place in the joint practices or the preseason game may not apply to so long ago, but you guys had an opportunity one-on-one drills to go against their guys. Do you take notes, or did you, go back and search the memory bank?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's, your end-all. We joint practice, this is what they do. Well, there's a lot of things we do now that we didn't do then, and same for them, So, it's definitely a supplemental tool, I think, you can use and kind of see things and see the genesis maybe of some things they're doing now, things like that. So, like I said, it's supplemental, and something, just another tool in your box you can use. And but like I said, they're a lot better players, and we're a lot better players now. So over the course of, 20 weeks or 25 weeks, whatever it was, gosh, I don't know. But, I definitely think it's something you can use.
Dude, how comfortable are you with where you guys are at in terms of the screen game? That was something that earlier in the season, I think people were pretty open with it wasn't going the way you wanted it to, but it looks like lately it's improved.
Yeah, I think we put a lot of work into that, and I think as an O-lineman you take pride in that, and there's still a lot of things we can do better on. I wish I would have done something different on the screen last week, Deion's big run, but so there's always room for improvement, but that's something we've tried to improve on, along with a lot of other things, and it's definitely something that we can keep working on moving forward.
As an offensive lineman, how do you work on that? How do you improve that? What are the steps you have to take on that?
I think it's just like anything, fundamentals and timing, things like that, and just practice reps, make perfection, and it's just anything like that. Blitz pickup, you see it one time, you do it one time, you have it. Well, probably not. You got to work on it a lot of times, and same in run blocking, things like that. Even though they're more, you don't run 30 screens a game, whereas you're running the ball 30 times, throwing it 30 times. So, you just got to take your opportunities when you get them.
You growing out the hair for the playoffs?
I haven't cut my hair in almost a year, so it's just I got other things to worry about than a hair.